the husband says that this is the right thing, she should come. So what's he going to do? He don't look. It's fine. He doesn't stay. Shabbos don't walk on a kid. What is that? Kids, 80 year old. It's going to stay at the atmosphere. She comes with the attitude. I'm going to go to the house. I think it's maybe long term. But I think I'll come to Shishun, I push the button, I'm change prison. Having a Shishun is an investment. It changes us long term. It doesn't change us overnight. But being in the right, end. Sure, I ended folks. I said to her, "Schiz dem." I said, "Shtaytach." Kabush, boy, be yom ayi. Talk about shoy for good. Le boiv do meitzashim and do chum beitz mitzrayim. The alav is in a nebuch. Vat mi yiddishkeit. Shoy for the zirik bringen. Es khiz dem uz mavaz le boys le mam tit. Fazane kinder, sonst der boys dem alt zelik nam. She burst out in tears. I remember the boy. She couldn't hang up. She like didn't want to do. Nah, she hung up the phone. I also started crying. Pushed. I pushed. Bull and vague. It was like a. So because then I need to know I rush a shon, rush a shon a moat. Even the mass on the shoe and the boat. Yeah. So, the boys of them skinned it. Yeah. Schön. No. We got my dad in hand.
Huh?
Chere was schon. Chere was schon. Put them in the hand, which facet of the Shun do you want to talk about?
As well, I'm in the
musical sense.
Huh?
No.
Right now, musical sense.
Shall give a show for it? Shall we sort of wait at a curve?
Yeah.
Musical show.
No, Menschen haben Meure für Meure. People are afraid of what? Of being afraid. Also, I'll tell you what I said to God, but it's done there. The right perspective. People have. Call it Rosh Hashanah trauma. Trauma for Rosh Hashanah. What's this? I don't know. They have this picture of Rosh Hashanah is way, way, way too stressful. So, the first thing you have to ask yourself is what's the alternative? Alternative. So I guess the alternative is we go to Oman.
Not this year.
This year there's plenty, yeah. I'm sure going.
Plenty of people went.
Huh?
Yeah.
Plenty of people went.
Yeah. Still the food is plenty of people going. Other ways of making it in a more joyful atmosphere and so really what's happening? distraction. That really is the same thing. It's about the distraction. Oh, but really what we have to ask ourselves, what's taka? What is the other option? So our option is, what would we like? Let's look in the mirror. What would we like? We would like the what? Shouldn't be a shura. Why not? Why shouldn't be a shura? Let live. Live and let live. Well, what's the problem? I'm good. Lost too. I know I'm not perfect. I'm not saying, well, it's okay. It's good enough. So you have to really, that's the biggest problem with emotions is that people don't dissect them. They don't break them into what they call it in the therapy world. You have to, there's this whole world. That's a special word today.
Compartmentalize?
It's only, but they have to work, they have to work it out. This is our language. So let's be misboy in the world. Let's say the Rabbanj would say, I don't care. I don't care. You did bad things, I don't care. What would happen? I don't know what tens for joy. I'm a chaya. I don't care. So let's think, is that true? Would you be happy if the Rabbanj didn't care? So the answer is, Avada, you would be the most depressed human being that ever existed if the Rabbanj said, I don't care. Moshe l'moa dovada. You read my Moshe l'moa?
No, imagine the Moshe.
There was a little boy. And this little boy, like all other little boys that exist, they lack attention. What do you mean they lack attention? They want their parents should give them attention. Why do they want attention? Why does a kid want attention? Why does everyone want attention? We don't want attention. Yeah? We like to see ourselves in the like to see that someone is talking about us. Someone asked him that he said, there's not on him. Talk about me good, talk about me bad, but talk about me. People like attention. Just talk about them. Why? Because a person wants to feel that it makes a difference. That he exists is recognized by the other human beings on the planet. Not he's the only one who recognizes that he exists. That others recognize that he exists. People have a need to be recognized that they exist. A healthy person is happy that at least the people closest to him and the most dear to him care if he exists. So the little boy, if his parents show him that he exists, they give him attention, means you exist. That I'm misyachas with you because you are somebody that I recognize is part of my life, which is what kids are looking for. They want to be part of the parents' life, not you're a pest. This is my life and you're a pest. I have to intrude. I have to throw you supper and breakfast and lunch. I have to dress you. But when I get you off the chayda, that's where my life starts. Right? If a kid feels like that, then he basically, the parents told him, you don't care. I'm like the, what's this new fly that's going around that I want us to get rid of? The
lantern.
The lantern fly. Sure. this is the lantern fly, yeah, because I'm being mafria over here, that's in my life. Get you out. But everybody wants to be recognized. No, you're important, you're part of my life. So that's what the kid needs. So kids look for attention. What happens? The parents don't give them attention. What does that mean? They're too busy. Life, other things in life are more important. The kid is not so important. So what does the kid do? He needs attention. So what does he do? Good, as he knows what he does. Takes a magic marker and draws a big Hello Kitty on the wall. Yeah? Why did he draw this Hello Kitty on the wall? He doesn't know that this is Avram, he doesn't know it's crazy, this is crazy, this is nuts. What did he do this for? The answer is, he did this because he knows one thing for sure gets the attention of his parents. When he makes trouble, then they go with that he exists. Because he's a pest. And the pest made the problem. So one way for sure that they should be good that he exists is that it makes trouble. So it makes trouble. What happens? As a parent, he went to the new parenting classes, told him, the kid makes a thing on the wall. Don't be good with it. Negative attention. Don't be good as the ganze meise. So what comes next? He punches a hole in the wall. If the Hello Kitty didn't work, it wasn't bad enough. He punches a hole in the wall. And if that doesn't work, what does he do? Shamirach. Comes to bodily harm, comes to this. People desperately need attention. They'll do anything. Typically, Achmonu, some people that are suicidal and they talk about them. They want you to realize how much of pain they are. You didn't take me serious. I'm seriously in pain. I don't want to live. It's all a way of attracting attention to you. Because it's a basic human need. Imagine that a bunch of them said, you are on the wall. I don't give a hoot. You punched a hole in the wall. I don't give a hoot. You knocked out all the windows. I don't give a hoot. You broke down, you burnt down my house. I don't give a hoot. The guy with Porsche would kill himself. He said, I don't count. The Porsche doesn't give a hoot about me. I don't count. That means no, makes no difference what I do. Is that a good feeling? That's the feeling that the people Taka want. So the answer is, if I look at the Rabbein Shlomo, pardon my expression, as a boogie monster, I look at the Rabbein Shlomo as some kind of man with a stick. Was ready to punch. So I say, I don't mind, don't pay attention to me. Do me a favor. I wouldn't mind if it didn't make a difference what I did. Because the ick is I have attention. I get attention from my friends. They give me attention. That's all the attention I need. I don't need anybody else. No, good. Sure not people that don't have my interest in me. But if a more person would think about the Rabbein Shlomo as the Mekor Achai, as the one who gives us kol toiv, who's going mel chasodim toivim v'koyin ha'akol, the Rabbein Shlomo who gives us al nisecho v'al nefloisecho shepcholes, the Rabbein Shlomo who gives, it takes every day, he's taking, Pasha taking care of us. So now, if this is the Rabbein Shlomo, who you had this picture, would tell you, Taka, I give you everything. Just one thing. I don't give a hoot what you do. You could burn down my building. You could break my windows. It doesn't make a difference. You are just a nothing. It makes no difference what you do. If you do good, it does nothing. If you do bad, it does nothing. It doesn't make a difference. The guy would pasuk go out of his mind. He would be so tevlochim. He'd say, "The Rebbe, I mean nothing to him." The biggest cover the Rebbe could give us is the fact that it comes to Rosh Hashanah and he says, "I'm holding you accountable for what you did. I'm going to count your mitzvahs. I'm going to count your averes. You really care about my mitzvah, my averes? I'm going to give you another motion." It was an ant hole over here in front of my house. A few thousand ants. Yeah? Baruch Hashem, the ants found a crust of a bread. Each ant broke off a little crumb. He put on his back and he draped the along the thing and he found, had his lechel, his little hole, and he put it in and he came back. Yeah? This went on for weeks long. By the time he finished, he assumed he has 20 whole crumbs. Do you really think I would go and count them? Take the hose, goodbye with the guns, the hands, with the whole crumbs, with the machpatli hands, the whole mouths. Tell me, the boys, what do you think the boys are? What's a human being like with the boys? It's more than an ant. This ant, when he was carrying this crumb, he thought he was carrying mama's boulders of 40 amas, 40 saw, punches with all this crumbs. A little crumb. But he says, Mesiras Nefesh. He opened the Rashba and he learned for 4 hours. Crumb, what did you do? What happened? The bunch of stands there soon, he counts the crumb. Also, the ant worked, he walked on a blade of grass and he kvetched the blade of grass in his rock because he was walking on it. So I had to look with my magnifying glass to see what he did, Pasha, to be good. But he did not very well. What he took clap with the bunch of stands. So what's my kolarash? Kolarash is when the Boshim says, yeah. What you do makes a difference. What these Anoshim Nemelim do, the ganze Welt is Talibra. If they do a virus, my whole world, they're Makalko. They're not like ants. They do a mitzvah, the whole world changed. Could you feel more important than that? So instead of coming into the shul and feeling dreadful that they're counting you, all the things you did, and you have the picture in your mind, over and you're walking, you feel like you're walking in a morgue someplace. They're walking by Kivnei Moroyan. The one says, "Look how important you are. Makes a difference what you did. I'm counting your mitzvahs. I'm counting your averes." It's just a shiloh of perspective, of thinking to us how special we are. Now, let's take it the next step. What's the version really telling you? You belong to something great. I have a big kingdom. I'm a big melech. I run the world. And you're part of that. And everything you do affects the whole big malchus that I have. Someone told me, and it's true, it's true, it's true, you may know it better than me. People stood online for 14 hours to walk by this the urn of Queen of England. She'd be able to say two minutes, go like this, I don't know what to do exactly. Medabra Lamezim, what you do over there? And they stood 14 hours in line. Can't stand in Mars Bazaar. What's going through the head of the person? So we laugh. That joke. I see in this Moradik. That means she represented the thing that I belong to. I belong to something bigger. I can't say England, the majesty and the greatness and the history of this country that changed the world and made even America is only a tolda of us, and Australia is a tolda of us, and all India is a tolda of us. All the countries of the world that are poshet were yoinik from the great majesty and you. This boss of Adam encompassed all of that. And you brought out in us that gehoibunkeit, that specialness, that greater than being just a drunkard that drinks on the corners in London, in the pubs over there. That no, you brought out in us that hechekeit, and you stood for royalness and greatness. And my being able to connect to you for 2 minutes is worth 14 hours. How many hours are we going to stand in Shul Rosh Hashanah? If we're going to have to stand 14 hours in Shul Rosh Hashanah, we're going to complain. Say to the boys, 14 hours, I have to stand in Shul. To belong, to have shaychus, to touch the majesty of Malchus Shamayim, to say I belong to something greater, to the Malchus from Hashem, Yivlo Gloyim Bo. Every moment I stand in Shul is a covered that I have a chance, maybe in this. 7 hours that I'm in shul, and between the 2 days I'll be 14 hours in shul. And how long the time? How long does it take? How long is the time today? But once it's the chin, it's 3 in the morning. You go to that bottle, you'll be in shul from 8 o'clock?
Till 5:15.
Wow. 5:15. Okay, come to Sterling Forest. It'll be a svad, it'll be from 8 o'clock till 4, something. In shul. Okay. How many hours is that in shul? 8 hours in shul. Well, you have a break in the middle. And so, it'll be 7 hours in shul. 7 hours in shul. 14 hours, 2 days. To what? That maybe we'll be zoche for 2 moments, for 2 minutes in that whole thing. Have a real connection with the Baruch Hu, a real whisper. The Baruch Hu is not a dead melech, he's a live one. He's a malchus that's kayim lo'il me'ilat. And to connect, and to say, I belong to something bigger than that. I belong to the majesty, to the royalty of melech, malchem, lochem. That there was moments of Matan Torah that the whole world stood silent. And the Rebbe Shem said, and the Rebbe Shem, Malchus Choroi Vanecha, the Rebbe Shem in the Kriyas Yamsu was Malchus Choroi Vanecha. There was the majesty of the Malchus Shemayim. There was Amol Abis HaMikdash. You were able to cut the atmosphere with a knife, it was so thick. Malchus Shamayim, I belong to the greatest kingdom in the world that runs everything. all I help is zoicha for 2 moments. It's 2 minutes to touch. Loin sich stein and shim. That's it. Because I want to be bigger then. Because I realize that there's in me something bigger. I'm not just the picture I make for myself. If I make myself the picture, then I'm Sach Hakol, a guy who likes, buys jelly beans. And I like this type. And I like this type. And this is who I am. And this is what I want to be. And my mail, Rosh Hashanah, please leave me alone. Let me just go out and have a good time. May Hashem take it from the yard. It'll come. So, because I'll be able to go back to my steaks. What does that mean? I made up that I'm small. I want to be small. I am a nobody. I'm a boss of the dam. I'm stam. He bought into all of that. Mom is what the Sultan says. Every Rosh Hashanah. Says, damn. It's a repeat of the first time. But the Sultan said, what are you, Narish? You're creating a man, a human being. What, stam? Kiko Francis. What, people that like steaks? People that have issues? This is what you need? This is your problem? What are you doing this for? What did the Banshim say? What did the Banshim say? Yeah, I believe in this guy. He's the move Harabri. He is going to be part and bring out my world in the world. And comes every year, so he says the same thing. Comes back again and says, I was right, the Banshim. Who was right? He has a Kikoch with the Banshim. Again, every Rosh Hashanah says, who was right, the Banshim? I was right or you were right? Comes, says, okay, bring all the Gishmakazach that happened this year. Yeah, and we all know, like, the Gishmakazach that happens. Averis, glorious, the Mechuaris, that's dumb. Mountains of Averis. And he says, Bon Shlalom, who was right? And what do we say? What do we say? What did the Bon Shlalom say? The Bon Shlalom hears the Shofar and he says, yeah, so you're a not Shofar mensch. You look from the outside, you're going to see exactly that. But that's not who they are. It's not who they are. Yes, they're accountable because they count. They're not my Anishki Siskaranu. Siskaranu. Yoyim Azikoran. I'm going to remember them. It's not people I want to forget. It's not things I want to forget. No, I want to remember them. I remember what they do. Because I believe in them. I hold. They're great. They're great. Their humans are great. And they could bring out the kvod, and they will. And every time we blow shofar, we tell them, we will, and we are, and that's who we are. And we're proud to be the ones that the Moshdom looks at us and says, yeah, I'm counting every mitzvah you do. And every mitzvah you do, because it makes a difference. And yes, it bothers us that we taka broke the world, and we did things that we shouldn't have. Tidvai. should be painful. We should feel bad. Did he deserve this from us? Did he deserve that we should do this to him? Did he deserve that we should break to his world? He made such a beautiful world. He gave us life. This does it make sense? Is this what we should have done? We should feel bad. And we should look at the opportunity that we have to correct it, and the opportunity that we have to build, to continue building, and to do good things. And we should be proud of the moments that we did good things. We thank you for the opportunity that we had. That we were able to. We're able to be Mizgaba Alayetze. We're able to make a Kiddush Hashem. We're able to do a mitzvah. We're able to take a lulav and a tefillin and a tzitzis and a shofar. How many opportunities we get. And learning Torah. And then the Bajram says, Tres Sotan, who's right? And the Sotan has no bread. He has to be moida every year. And then when it's Gab, we win this Sotan every year. Because it's true. So, I'm looking forward to this. We should all be looking forward to it. Looking forward to moments that we could take belong to something big. So I hold that the Bajan did as a toive. He made a choydish elo that this queen was occupied. Just for only one reason. Can't piger in Litten Tamas, Litten Ov. She could have died, Echweizwissen, Litten Kislev. The bunch don't want to, we should see what it means. What it means. So it's Taka Brit Chasson that we have. We don't know what Malthus is. We don't know what it means to be the part of something bigger. It's a shame. It's a shame. But the Zoe that we see it, Yehi Yid is mamish part of this gewaltige große Malchus. Of the most than my Eichleben. Kein Behebe man. Die Alte sei hier, muss ich spät. Ja, kann ich kommen spät. Ja? Kann ich kommen spät.
The road is closed.
But either way, ich lasse ihn alle ganz ehren, was ich schon. Aber der Wunsch muss laufen. Der Eilen soll da, wenn er geht. So, davening is not about being busy. It's some toike, a small part of davening. Most of davening are the most exciting and exhilarating parts of davening. The v'chein yiskadesh, v'chein ten kovoy, v'chein ten pachtech. Agam tishmoyne esre. Psukim from Malchis, Psukim from Zichroimis, Psukim from Shoifris. And the Rabbanjitam says, ah, Imru Lefonei Malchis, Shtam Lechuni Aleichem, we're part of the Rabbanjitam Malchis. He's a moire digge, moire digge zmanu, we could use that. I'll tell you what's the Chino Maisa, I'll tell you what's the Chino Maisa. Yeah? Tell you what's the Chino Maisa? And Mokla always likes to say the story. His Rebbe, this is the Chino Ruf. Had a heart attack, yeah? Remember the story? Had a heart attack. Moved, I forgot when, moved here, had a heart attack. Kid said when he woke up from his heart attack, the first thing he asked is, can a daven in Malchus Zichroinu Shoifris? That was his daven in life. Then with the Galept, his whole life, he lived, that's where he was yoinik, his whole chiz, the psukim of Malchus Zichroinu Shoifris. That's where he took. That's where he found himself. He was alive. This is what I belong to. Such an opportunity to belong to something big. And we're going to come out proud yidden. Shoshana is the point to come out of. Shoshana is a proud and that it would. And true, I could do better. So what's wrong? You're right. You could do better. You could move up in ranks. Nobody who was in the army is happy to be only a chvayisah. Let's call the lieutenant. Once the more after comes a sergeant. Oh, I got it. Sergeant, and he wants to become a general. People want to move up now because they look at the serving their country, the big. We want to become bigger, better, and servicing Hashem. We're going to start thinking about how the Bunchlam is doing instead of always thinking about how we're doing. Instead of us trying to figure out if we're happy, I'm sure if the Rebbeinu is happy. But then the Rebbeinu Shlom zeichem a kabel zayin. All the tefillas in Yidden, the Rachmum, the Rotzen. She give the ganze oil me, shnas, broche, atzloche, refuas, shuas, simche, avoid the Hashem, mitoich ave, v'yire, v'zoiche, Kab is shoyf a god al chayv say the son is the kab it go he say bo oyf ze mer tsachu un tokh un es tsay shtag vol a shema ra koyd iz bi yushalayim be mer be yom
How do you give it over to kids, the 8 and 10 year old? How do you give over Shoshana to them?
Same way I just gave it over. I went into Chaydim with Soyrus HaToyre and I said, and then Nosach. I told them how proud they have to be part of Hashem's Melucha. And that, yeah, imagine you were a soldier, how proud you would be to be. When a soldier goes into the army, what they tell him? They tell him, you are defending the biggest, greatest country in the world. You are the most powerful, you're part of the most powerful thing. You are part of Hashem's Malchus. And when you do a mitzvah, it makes the world different. And to Rosh Hashanah, Baruch Hashem says, wants to rate you in the ranks. You are A, B, C. You commit to do better, you move you up the ranks. You show the Baruch Hashanah that you're part of the thing. You commit, you say, yeah. I'm going to do for the Baruch Hashanah. I want to make them happy. And kids relate to that. They want to make their Baruch Hashanah happy. They're not so sophisticated. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is about. Saying you're part of this, you're part of the Baruch Hashanah, you serve Him. Your mission in life is to work for Him. And that's what makes us, that's our Hatzlocha. We measure our success. How much are we able to serve Him? Ah! Sounds lofty, huh? It works.